To the writers of the unit, greetings. As we learn how to write this show, a recurring problem becomes clear. The problem is this: to differentiate between drama and non-drama. Let me break it down now. Everyone in creation is screaming at us to make the show clear. We are tasked with, it seems, cramming a shitload of information into a little bit of time. Our friends, the penguins, think that we, therefore, are employed to communicate information. And so, at times, it seems to us. But note, the audience will not tune in to watch information. You wouldn't, I wouldn't, no one would or will. The audience will only tune in and stay tuned to watch drama. Question: what is drama? Drama, again, is the quest of the hero to overcome those things which prevent him from achieving a specific acute goal. So, we, the writers, must ask ourselves of every scene these three questions. 1. Who wants what? 2. What happens if they don't get it? 3. Why now? The answers to these questions are litmus paper. Apply them, and their answer will tell you if the scene is dramatic or not. If the scene is not dramatically written, it will not be dramatically acted. There is no magic fairy dust which will make a boring, useless, redundant, or merely informative scene after it leaves your typewriter. You, the writers, are in charge of making sure every scene is dramatic. This means all the little expositional scenes of two people talking about a third, this bourgeois, and all we all tend to write it on the first draft, is less than useless, should it finally, God forbid, get filmed. If the scene bores you when you read it, rest assured it will bore the actors, and will then bore the audience. And we're all going to be back on the breadline. Someone has to make the scene dramatic. It is not the actor's job. The actor's job is to be truthful. It is not the director's job. His or her job is to film it straightforwardly and remind the actors to talk fast. It is your job. Every scene must be dramatic. That means the main character must have a simple, straightforward, pressing need which impels him or her to show up in the scene. This need is why they came. It is what the scene is about. Their attempt to get this need met will lead, at the end of the scene, to failure. This is how the scene is over. This failure, will then, of necessity, propel us into the next scene. All these attempts, taken together, will, over the course of the episode, constitute the plot. Any scene thus which does not both advance the plot or stand alone, that is dramatically by itself on its own merits, is either superfluous or incorrectly written. Yes but, you say. What about the necessity of writing in all that information? And I respond, figure it out. Any dickhead with a blue suit can be, and is, taught to say, make it clearer. And, I want to know more about him. When you've made it so clear that even this blue-suited penguin is happy, both you and he or she will be out of a job. The job of the dramatist is to make the audience wonder what happens next. Not to explain to them what just happened, or to suggest to them what happens next. Any dickhead, as above, can write. But Jim, if we don't assassinate the Prime Minister in the next scene, all you're for be engulfed in flames. We are not getting paid to realise that the audience needs this information to understand the next scene, but to figure out how to write the scene before us, such that the audience will be interested in what happens next. Yes but, you reiterate. And I respond, figure it out. How does one